Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Alex Goldfein's. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about sales calls, or was it more of a confirmation of what you already suspected?
It was honestly a bit of both. I mean, the core idea sounds almost too simple. Just ask your existing customers to buy more often and do it every day for 15 minutes. But the way he frames it as a habit, not a tactic, that's what got me.
Right. And he starts by dismantling this huge myth that if you just do good work, customers will naturally come back to you. He calls it a passive, reactive mindset, and he basically says it's the death of growth.
Exactly. He points out that customers are busy and distracted. They're not sitting around thinking about your product. So it's on you to initiate the conversation. And the key is that it's not about being pushy, it's about being helpful.
The part that really hit me was the communication gap, that silent period between purchases where most businesses just go dark. He says that's a massive missed opportunity, and the habit is designed to fill that gap with consistent, valuable contact.
And he's very specific about the tool, the telephone. Not email, not social media, just a phone call. He says email is for information, but the phone is for influence. In an age of inbox overload, a personal call really stands out.
I love that he gives you a simple script too. You call, say something like, I was thinking about you, and I came across something you might find valuable, then you share it. No hard pitch. You just ask, does this make sense? And if they say no, you thank them and move on.
That takes so much fear out of it. He reframes rejection as just information. A no isn't personal. It's just a signal that now isn't the right time. And because you're only doing 15 minutes a day, you're not staking everything on one call.
Yeah, the volume creates the magic. 3 to 5 calls a day adds up to 60 to 100 conversations a month. Over a year, that's hundreds of interactions that wouldn't have happened otherwise. It's a compounding effect.
And he's big on focusing on existing customers rather than chasing new ones. It's way cheaper and easier to sell to someone who already knows and trusts you. He calls it mining your client base.
There's a great technique he calls the testimonial request. After a successful project, you call the customer and ask for feedback. What do they like best? What value did they get? It reinforces their positive experience and gives you a powerful story for future sales.
And the news you can use approach, calling to share something relevant to their industry, not about you at all. That positions you as a trusted advisor, not just a vendor. It builds so much goodwill.
He also talks about handling price objections by telling stories instead of listing features. If someone says it's too expensive, they're really saying they don't see enough value. A story about a similar customer who benefited can flip that completely.
And he emphasizes selling the problem first. You help the customer feel the pain of their current situation before you ever talk about your solution. That makes your product a relief, not an expense.
The whole book is a rallying cry to stop overcomplicating growth. It's not about a new website or a big ad budget. It's about picking up the phone and having real conversations. 15 minutes a day, every day.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
My biggest takeaway? Growth isn't a strategy, it's a daily habit. And it starts with one simple call.
Exactly. Business is still about people helping people. Pick up the phone, be helpful, and the revenue follows. We'll see you in the next one.